Good afternoon and welcome to a rambling virologist dream. It is 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. This show is about living dreams and actioning ambitions. Living Free is taking a break for the next month. On today's show, we've got some very special guests today. The Bipolar Bears, we're talking about music and disability. They will be playing live in the studio. And to help me out today, I have got Andy Britt, an esteemed panellist. Welcome to the show, Andy.
Thank you, Raphael. Happy to be here.
Well, it's very, very good to see you. Now, how about you start by actually playing? We've got a CD from the Bipolar Bears, and we're going to start off in a minute by playing a song called Run, Scream, Shout. And it will be absolutely sensational. We're talking mental health and disability. It will be great. First, are you ready, Andy?
Yeah, let's go. Now, that was the Bipolar Bears with Run, Scream, Shout. Now, Andy, with this show, Living Dreams and Acting Ambitions, if you had a disability, for example, and you want to do something with entertainment, do you think Run, Scream, Shout is an apt way to look at it? Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad policy, I suppose. It sounds quite apt.
Well, it is. It's that one of the things that, when it comes down to entertainment, that a person with a disability, it's difficult with people in life, is that they have a very low rate of employment. And when they actually start having that entertainment dream about going forward to actually action this, it gets very difficult because It's a different type of mentality.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And what it really, really does come to, and I've got to actually really put this down to, have you ever played music before?
I have, yes.
And what sort of music do you play?
I play bass guitar, sort of alternative rock, maybe a bit of funk music, a bit of psych.
And how do you find playing in front of an audience?
It's daunting. I've definitely vomited before shows before.
Right, okay. Yeah, well, this is actually a very, very important point, is that a Rambling Barolish Dream is actually, it's like a how-to manual in entertainment. That's why we're starting off the band, the Bipolar Bears, to begin with, because music is usually something which people relate to.
Yeah.
It's a good way of actually creating social change. The Bipolar Bears talk about mental health. They go out into quite a number of schools. Well, they talk about life experiences. What it is really like about playing music, what has actually happened there, and they make comments about social change, and that's what I think the song Run, Scream, Shout is really about, because it's not too sure about, do I run from what's going to happen in front of me, or do I go through and do something else? It makes life really, really, really difficult. Is that the next guest, which I will have on the show next week, on the 29th of December, is Neil Cole, who's an author and playwright. He's written a series of skits, which have been turned into a film by Samuel McDermott, and that will be due for release next year. And I'm hoping to maybe get a couple of people being involved with that, cast members. And on the 5th of January, Kathy Horsley with Carl Mittener are going to come in and talk about drama and living dreams and acting ambitions, along with a comic, Justine Sless, who's had 10 years' experience of a professional comedian on the Melbourne circuit. And the last show, the 12th of January 2017, will be Fur and Whale from She Talks, who empowers females about leading freedom to find the courage to be who they would like to be. It's about self-esteem and motivation. How does this sound for a series for you, Andy?
Sounds fantastic. I can't wait to hear it.
Well, I think it will be very, very, very exciting. And how about we actually play another track?
I think we've listened to Run, Scream, Shout.
We have. So, how about we play Round and Around?
Sounds great. Cool.
And are we about to put this straight to air? This is Round and Around by the Bipolar Bears.
Strange days. Freeze, fellas, you're under arrest.
What do I do?
Call a lawyer?
Hello, Fitzroy Legal Service. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, if you are arrested, you should make a no-comment interview.
A no-comment interview?
Yeah.
Well, how do I do that?
You say...
No comment!
To everything?
Yes, except your name and address. Every other question you should answer with no comment.
So if he asks me what colour my shoes are, I say no comment?
Yes, you say...
No comment!
To everything?
Yes, say...
No comment!
If you are arrested, exercise your right to contact a lawyer and say no comment. Fitzroy Legal Service, proudly supporting 3CR.
And we are back with a rambling barologist dream, which is running for the next 4 weeks until the 12th of January 2017. And on the 19th of January, Living Free will be back on the air.
Cool. That's really exciting. Can you tell me more about Samuel McPherson, the films that he's directed?
Is that the name of the film director that will be coming next week is Samuel McDermott.
McDermott, sorry.
And in 2015, is that he completed a film called The Green Woman. What he's been doing recently over 2016, especially since September, he's been involved in a series of workshops called Into the Limelight, which have been rung down at Prairie Mission, where the entire cast that for this film, I think most of them have got a disability.
Okay.
And that is a way of being able to live dreams and action ambition by giving people an opportunity which they wouldn't have otherwise.
Yeah.
Another film which he has done is being involved with was called The Naked Lion.
Okay, yeah.
And these are two of the films that he's being involved in. And at the moment, he works at an organisation called San Shichut Films.
Okay, yeah, awesome. I'm looking forward to hearing the shows and looking forward to today's performance by the Bipolar Bears on 3CR.
Well, is it the Bipolar Bears do have a long history. They have been around for the Australian music scene for approximately 30 years.
Yeah, wow.
And that's actually longevity. Mm. In that time, a number of the band members, they have left from the original lineup, but the overall direction of being able to carry a message around mental health that is positive about on how secondary students can actually help manage maybe some of the things that go into their life.
Yeah.
Over the past 30 years, they would have played at nearly almost every country town in Victoria that is a
amazing.
Big centre.
Maybe I seen him at school when I was a kid, and I don't even remember, you know, but that sounds like a fantastic thing they're doing.
Well, it certainly is, and we're going to just do one more track here before going live to air with an interview with them. This is called So Real, a very apt tune by the Bipolar Bears. So Real by the Bipolar Bears for a rambling barologist dream. And we'll be back after this song talking with the Bipolar Bears live on air.
I'm not schizophrenic. I'm just paranoid. So why don't you all go take a Polaroid? I'm manic, and only time will tell if I'm flipped out, brainwashed, and living in my own hell. People think I'm crazy, crazy. I'm just like you. It's all hazy, hazy. Pills don't stop it all. I'm in a panic. You're shrinking me, Brendan. I'm cornered and framed. What?
We tend to practice a fair bit, so we're pretty confident when we play the songs, sort of thing.
But I think you mean that, like, because generally you would suffer fear and anxiety and depression anyway, right? How do you combat that when you're playing? Sometimes it's an antidote, and then other times it actually heightens. If you're say you're in front of a lot of people, like sometimes we play to 1,000 kids at a school, you can feel really pumped up and amazing, but if you're having a bad time, it can be pretty.
Actually, Raph, what I find is the breath. The breath is the best thing to focus on when you are feeling anxiety. You don't have to just be on stage. You can practice it anywhere. Enlightened masters have been practicing it for thousands of years, just focusing on the breath. And in our school presentation, we actually do a small segment on the breath, and we try to get everyone to just, you know, close their eyes. Don't have to close their eyes and sort of breathe in really slowly, like a controlled breathing.
Well, Adam, would you like to talk us through this breathing exercise live on air?
Yeah. Okay. Well. Yeah. Well, I'll just remember back from the last show. So what I usually say is like, okay, so to help combat anxiety, is to be in the moment, and the best way to be in the moment is to focus on the breath. So if you simply just be aware of your breath. So think about your breath. So imagine when you're breathing in, it's the, like, you know, on the ocean, how the waves go up and down really, really slowly. So imagine that's the breath. So instead of, you know, taking short, deep breaths, imagine if you can control your breath really slow, and then at the top of the wave, the breath doesn't actually stop. It just sort of, like, you know, peaks and then troughs really slow. So imagine, we'll do it now. So what we'll do is for 4 seconds, we'll breathe in, and then we'll try and let it be at the top of the wave, or, you know, not breathing for 4 seconds, then out for 4 seconds, and then down the bottom for 4 seconds, and then in again. And we'll do that four times. It actually takes 1 minute if you've got enough time for that.
Sure, is it? We'll go for this for a minute, because actually it's a really good practical exercise for a rambling virologist's dream about the realities on how to actually manage things. Now, Adam, when you're ready to talk about the breath, are you ready?
Yeah, we'll do the exercise.
The breathing exercise?
Yep. Yep. So what we'll do is take a breath in slowly and deep for 4 seconds. Ready? At the top, 2, 3, 4, then out, 2, 3, 4, then down the bottom, then in, then at the top, and then out. Down the bottom.
And
in. And then out.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then it was actually a very controlled breathing exercise to actually settle people down intentionally, just to make sure the people are actually focused on what should they do. Now, many of your songs, they talk about life experiences. Are there any particular songs that you've written that really do feature life experiences?
Yeah, we have a song called So Real, and that's about me. About 15 years ago, I bought a plane ticket to the USA. I was hearing voices, and I thought Hollywood was inviting me to be a star. And so that's what the song So Real is about. I actually flew over there and ended up on the streets for a while. So,
yeah, I think you might have been across. It might have been for about a couple of months, wasn't it? About four or five months?
Yeah, well, the lyric goes 3 months on the streets of the City of Angels, but that happened, but also I spent about 5 months on the streets of New York. So, yeah.
Amazing story.
And then my family came and saved me, which I'm very thankful for.
Well, that's one of the important things when it comes down to when a person's got a disability, especially with mental health, that they actually do have the support of their family and friends. Yep. But as musicians, has it been that support being transferred across as you go through into entertainment as well?
Yeah, big time. Just playing music with friends and having a good time and, you know, something to get up for, something, you know, you can practice and, you know, somewhere to go that you can have a good time and just have fun.
Oh, yeah. We can have a bad day and then we get together and we feel $1 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you know, it's hanging out with your peers, people who have experienced ill or poor mental health before, it's like people can understand and it's so good, yeah.
And speaking of a good time, you said, do you want to give the listeners a little bit of a run through about what the Bipolar Care Bears can do? A little bit of a small set, do you think?
Yep, we can do that.
Yeah, right, sure.
Yep.
Well, as I said, I'll take Adam and you guys, why don't you just go for it now?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 3CR Community Radio on a Thursday afternoon with Raph, Recovering Philosopher's Dream. Roll up, ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys. Welcome to our circus sideshow extravaganza. Your placebo. Join us as we dissolve our egos, pure folk and roll.
I went walking in the woods one day. Yeah. Dumpty on the bottom of his wall.
He met Humpty on the bottom of the wall.
Scream to me, don't copy my fall. Spent my lifetime getting out of the shell.
Spent his life getting out of the shell.
I can't tell if this is heaven or hell. It's a predatory lullaby story, yeah. It's a cautionary bedtime story,
And what else have you got in store there?
Well, what have we got in store? I think the people listening have heard Getaway, the recorded version, but we're thinking maybe do the acoustic version now live.
Yep. Why not? Let's hear it.
One, two, three, four.
I'm not schizophrenic. I'm just paranoid. So why don't you all go take a Polaroid? I'm manic, and only time will tell. If I'm flipped out, brainwashed, or living in my own hell. People think I'm crazy, crazy. I'm just like you. Hazy, hazy. Pills don't stop it all. Oh, I'm in a panic. I'm feeling wide and strained. He's shrinking me brain dead. I'm caught in a frame. Why don't you believe me with all the things that I say? My brain's in a meltdown. Tell me who's to blame. People think I'm crazy, crazy. I'm just like you. It's all hazy, hazy. Pills don't stop it all. Well, people think I'm crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm just like you. Hazy, hazy. Pills didn't stop it all. Yeah, I'm down there. I don't feel nothing. When I'm down there, I just wanna scream. When I'm down there, I'm addicted and willing. Take me down there. Get me out of this dream. Take me with you. Take me with you. Take me higher. I want you by my side. Yeah, 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 yeah. Get away, get away, get away. 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 They chose me. Stay away, get away, get away. Get away, get away, get away. Get away, get away, get away. They follow me.
See our radio and
those voices.
voices won't stop following me. We went to pizza last time next door, and they gave us a free one.
Now, I'm really glad that we actually got the acoustic version live to as well as playing a recorded version a little bit earlier by the Bipolar Bears. Now, what's the difference between playing live and actually going to a studio to record something?
Money.
Money. But they're both super fun.
Yeah, I suppose the pressure of playing live as well, like, you know, getting it right time, first time right, you know, but then in a studio you might be able to do multiple takes, you know, to try and get it
perfect. You get
perfect.
It perfect, yeah.
And it's, you know, usually studio recordings sound better, you know, than live recordings.
Yeah.
True.
And how long would it take, let's say, to actually record a typical song? Would it be, let's say, you might go in and do one song, it might take, let's say, an hour after you play it through three or four times or something, or could you be in there adjusting all day just recording one song?
You could.
It's possible. Yeah, it is possible.
Yeah, it depends what quality you want and all that. Like, you know, some technicians or engineers might spend, you know, a few hours just setting up the drum kit sort of thing and making that right, but then others might just go, let's just get into it and do it. And, yeah, you know, that's all the quality, price. You know, like, I think some really, really top bands might spend, you know, 4 weeks doing one song.
I prefer the studio because their nerves aren't there, really. Oh, well, there's nerves to get it right, but it's not...
a bit of pressure.
When you're in front of people, there's a lot of pressure on to get it right immediately. So I don't really enjoy that, but I've learned to live with it. I was so bad when I started. Nerves are really bad for me, you know, when I started playing music. But now I can get on stage and it's like, I forget there's even people there sometimes. So
When you said how long to record a song, a lot of it comes down to how well rehearsed you are before you go into the studio. If you know it like the back of your hand, you know, it might be a lot shorter process than, you know, going in and sort of still making a few fiddly little mistakes and things like that. So
I reckon with live, like, you know how we're talking about the breath before, but simply if I feel like anxiety's coming on, I just take a deep breath into my chest and into my gut, and now I've got to practice so much, the anxiety just goes away. I used to be highly anxious, and now as soon as I feel it, just breath straight away. It's automatic these days.
Also, I think the more you gig and the more experienced you get, the more confident you get, and yeah, the anxiety goes away. But they think it's good to have a few little nerves just to keep it, you know, live and raw.
Just to get
thing.
A little bit of adrenaline happening.
Yeah, yes,
and,
yeah.
And I'm going to go this little bit with those that theme a little bit later on. But for the practicalities, is before you actually play a song live, for the purpose of living dreams and acting ambition, how much time would you spend behind the scenes before you're ready to play the first song live, like from the time you actually write it in front of an audience?
A few months.
Yeah.
A few months.
Sure, yeah.
We got a few of those at the moment. The last few gigs we've done, we've introduced a new song every time. And so, yeah, but that took months, didn't it?
Yeah.
Just to play it to an audience.
We get together once or twice a week.
And how long would be a typical rehearsal?
What, how long?
Yeah.
Probably 6 hours.
Yeah.
5 or 6 hours, yeah.
But we all live over different sides of Melbourne, and Elders in Geelong, so it's really hard to get together. Most bands get together at least minimum twice a week. We get together once a week,
And
we still do a good job. So I wish we did that one more. So
yeah,
try and do that.
Yeah.
Right, and like, let's go this little thing about having those nerves jangling a little bit. Like, I think that if a person's going to be acting their ambitions, if the person's got a disability, and we talk about mental health, quite often they would be on medication. How would medication and the creativity process go hand in hand?
Oh, well, I won't go into
100%,
but I believe that some of the medication can actually put a hold on your creativity. Inhibit your creativity. So, but then sometimes it's the other way around, that it actually helps you to function so that you can be creative. So
it is.
Yeah.
So that's a very, very general question, because medications are there for a reason when they're prescribed by health professionals. Now, with the Bipolar Bears and entertainment, you've talked about having fun between rehearsals, between shows. What do you guys do for actually fun?
What, like at home sort of thing?
At home, is that what you actually do between times to actually make your own entertainment? Do you see other bands? Do you go see films?
Yeah.
Do you party or...?
I like it this time of year, the big bash league's on, so on TV, the cricket.
So you're into the cricket?
I'm enjoying that at the moment, yeah.
I've got about six music projects.
Yeah.
So there's about four nights of the week that I'm sort of unavailable, and then, you know, travelling a bit, just going around Victoria and seeing family and friends. And
you run Simmer too, which is...
Yeah, there's a group in Geelong called Simmer, stands for Socially Inclusive Musicians Mentoring Alliance, and it was for people with mental health issues that have, you know, suffered anxiety or psychosis or whatever. And but now it's a bit wider, but I run that, like, with a few others every Tuesday. So.
Well, Adam, can you talk us a little bit about this mentoring process, what's involved?
Well, it's sort of like, originally what happened, it was Music Lab, it was called that, and it started 10 years ago at the CRF in Geelong, which is a community rehabilitation facility, which I stayed at for about 9 months. And then they heard that I played music, and I hadn't played for a while, but we started a band, and then it just sort of evolved from there. And then about 3 years ago, we changed the name from Music Lab to Simmer. And it's sort of more about, like, you know, say if someone hasn't played the guitar for a while and they're just sitting at home, and, you know, if they can brush the dust off the guitar and come in and sort of have a go, and they haven't had a go before for a long time, and maybe they've never even played on stage before, and all of a sudden they're playing on stage in front of 20 or 30 people. And my theory is, this is what I believe, and I know it's true, that getting up on stage and playing can actually be the biggest antidepressant and anti-anxiety, like, medication without even taking a pill. It makes it feel so good.
Mm.
Like, getting up can give you, like, stage anxiety, but once you finish, you just feel like, oh, wow, what a relief. Like, I feel amazing, and I want to do it again. And, it is definitely the best. Yeah. So we encourage that. And then with the mentoring side, like, you know, some people might have played in bands for years and years, and they can just help others out there with their playing ability, or, you know, songs, or, you know, we do mainly cover songs there, but we do some originals as well. And it's sort of, we have a bit of a blackboard situation where, you know, people get up at different times, and there's been half a dozen bands have been formed from Simmer as well. So, yeah.
Well, it takes actually a lot of courage to actually face life. It takes a lot of courage actually to play music. Now, how do you feel like doing another one or two songs?
Oh, love to.
Love to.
Yeah. Let's go for it.
As I mentioned before, with my story about going to the USA, this song's called So Real. Can't believe you're back again. Last time we ended up in a psych war band. Well, I'm not sure I'm mad, cause all this seems so real. Lost everything I had, like Jesus in his last meal. Let me on like this before. For a while it was so much fun. 3 months on the streets of the city of angels. Dreams of stardom and life with the guns. Now I'm not sure I'm mad, cause all this seems so real. Lost everything I had, like Jesus in his last meal. Thank you.
you make me manic. Oh no, you can bloody well have it. You back me up into a dead end street. Then I knew it was the end of the ride. Medicated you away. Now I'm back to real dreams, real people, real life. Well, I'm not sure I'm mad. All these seems so real. Lost everything I had, like Jesus in his last meal. Yeah. Well, I'm not sure I'm mad. All these seems so real. Lost everything I had, like Jesus at his last.
And how about one last one if you've got time?
We got one. We got one to come. This one's called Round and Around.
A one, two, three, hey!
Goes around and around, goes around and round and round. Strange days indeed.
Well, that is sensational. We have just heard Round and Round and So Real by the Bipolar Bears playing live at 3CR with A Rambling Barologist Dreams, where living dreams and actioning ambition is important. Now, years ago I heard this. I'd like a brief comment from you. Anger is the fuel that starts the creativity fire and process. Would you agree?
Anger.
Yep.
No, I don't agree.
Don't agree with that one. What about you, Daniel?
Maybe a little bit if they're talking about, you know, war or terrorism or something, you know, just, you know, get a bit angry and sort of try and make a difference that way. But like, if you're talking about, you know, walking your dog or something, I don't think there's much anger to that, so...
Right. What about you, Mike?
Oh, yeah. No, I think that it can be, but it can equally be what Adam said, not. It depends on what the subject matter is.
Yeah.
But I approach music generally from an angry place. I do. So I've actually got to temper down my anger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but well, it's just an interesting process. Is that what I found is that when a person... To me, I think a person has to be angry enough to actually be able to want to actually do something, to actually want to have that better life. And that's where acting and ambition really does come into it, particularly in the form of music, that how do they actually express what goes in with it? It's to me that when I hear a song like So Real, for example, talking about an experience living on the streets, very, very dangerous place at the best of times, but to do this for actually 6 months, it might actually be an excellent way to actually release the anger and the frustration that might actually build up. What do you think, Daniel?
What when I got home writing songs about living on the street, yep, sort of thing. Yeah. I wasn't angry. I just, if anything, writing that song was a big release to me. You know, I could just get it out there and, you know, not have to worry about it anymore, sort of thing. Yeah.
More like a diary, a journal of what you went through, yeah.
Yeah. It's just a good outlet. It was really,
I reckon sometimes yes, sometimes no. Like, if you really want change, sometimes you got to find the passion, and yeah, I know what you're saying, it could be anger, but like, but then other times I reckon that creativity can be, there could be no anger whatsoever, and you can just be creative and let it flow. So, but to make change, yeah, maybe it's more on towards a side of anger, maybe. Yeah.
Look, it's a bit of an interesting process, because when it comes down to being able to have the actual adrenaline, to learn how to breathe properly, which the Bipolar Bears and Adam spoke about. We found out a little bit earlier in the show how long 1 minute is actually approximately, where it's very, very quiet and just focusing on what a person can do. Is that why it would actually help people settle down?
Oh, look, why does it make people settle down? This is what I believe. Okay, so anxiety and depression happens from thinking about the past and the future. Yeah, you're thinking about events from the past that maybe wrecked your life or just disturbed you, and then you're thinking about the future, thinking, oh no, that thing's going to happen to me, and people worry about events in the future. It's usually time measured, so you've got a time limit on something. That's where the fear and the anxiety comes from, and depression about the past and the future. But with the breath... You're living in the moment. Yeah. And there's no other time. You don't have any other time but the right here and right now.
And that's kind of like, and it's absolutely magic to actually get that level of oxygen flowing through the body.
Yeah.
Because every living cell does need the oxygen.
Yeah.
Well, as we've actually been talking to the Bipolar Bears today, live at 3CR, A Rambling Barologist Dream has been replacing Living Free, which is taking this break over the summer programming. They'll be back on the 19th of January. I'd like to take this opportunity to say thank you very much to the Bipolar Bears for actually coming into the studio.
Thanks, Raph.
Thanks a lot, Raph.
And thanks, 3CR.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Yeah.
And it's been really, really great to actually have a practical insight into how to live dreams and action ambition. And we're going to go out with one more song. It's called Mad Man's Chain. It's track number 4 from one of their CDs. I'm Not Sure I'm Mad, because it all seems so real.
It's my favourite track. I love it.
It sounds absolutely sensational. Next up on 3CR, I strongly encourage people to keep listening to Kids With Attitude. This is the last song with the Bipolar Bears from their last track. It's called Madman's Chain. Hope to hear from you next week with a Rambling Barolli stream at 1 p.m. Thank you very much to the Bipolar Bears for coming, and thank you to Adam for panelling.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
There's a cigarette